From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The latest G20 summit has concluded against a backdrop of angry protests in Hamburg, Germany. Luis Ramirez has more.
The last day was long and filled with difficult meetings in a difficult setting. British Prime Minister Theresa May got her time with a U.S. leader after being pushed off the schedule Friday, when Trump's meetings with Russian President Vladimir Putin, the main event at this G20, went long. China's Xi Jinping was Trump's last meeting of the day. North Korea was a top issue. G20 leaders, nervous about Trump's America First policy and Brexit, sought to counter what they perceive as a growing wave of isolationism among the main players. In their final communique, they agreed to work against protectionism. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
Islamic State clung to a slowly shrinking pocket on the Tigris West Bank, battling for every meter with snipers, grenades, and suicide bombers, forcing security forces to fight house to house in densely populated blocks. The Iraqi military has forecast final victory this week in what used to be the de facto capital of the Islamic State group's caliphate in Iraq, after a grinding 8-month U.S.-backed offensive to wrest back the city, whose pre-war population was 2 million. 61-year-old Nobel Peace Laureate Liu Xiaobo was sentenced to 11 years in prison and 29 for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China before being transferred to a hospital in the northeastern city of Shenyang for treatment of terminal liver cancer. Two physicians from Western nations visited him in the hospital, and a statement from that organization says the doctors approved of the treatment he was receiving. This is VOA News. Researchers in Australia have created what they say is the most detailed map ever to record the massacres of Indigenous Australians by European settlers. From Sydney, Australia, Phil Mercer reports.
The map, which is available online, documents more than 150 locations of massacres of Australia's original inhabitants following the arrival of British colonists in 1788. The deaths were part of the frontier wars between Indigenous Australians and European settlers that lasted for many decades and claimed thousands of lives. The document was created by studying various accounts of each battle using newspapers, diaries from settlers, and court records. Many Indigenous Australians believe that Australia was invaded by the British, who arrived in the late 18th century to establish a penal colony. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
In the past 5 years, terrorist attacks have killed nearly 20,000 people across Africa. VOA's Maya Bush.
Two groups, Boko Haram and Al-Shabaab, accounted for 71% of reported incidents and 91% of fatalities. But while these and other militant groups remain active, fatal terrorist attacks across the continent are on pace to fall for a second straight year, and the total number of attacks is currently running far below 2012 highs.
These findings are part of VOA's original analysis of data from the Armed Conflict Location and Event Data Project. The ACLED tracks political violence, protests, and terrorist events across Africa. The reports include attacks since 1997 based on data collected from local news media, government statements, non-governmental organizations, and public research. However, officials say Al-Shabaab extremists from neighboring Somalia beheaded 9 civilians in an attack on a village in Kenya's southeast early Saturday. This adds to growing concerns. The Islamic militant group has taken up a bloody new strategy. The attack occurred in Jima village in Lamu County. Beheadings by Al-Shabaab have been rare in Kenya, even as the group has carried out dozens of deadly attacks over the years. This East Africa country has seen an increase in attacks claimed by Al-Shabaab in recent weeks, posing a security threat ahead of next month's presidential election. Al-Shabaab has showed retribution. Has vowed retribution on Kenya for sending in troops in 2011 to Somalia. U.S. bombers flew jointly with South Korean fighters. The U.S. B-1B bombers joined them in a live fire drill in South Korea's Gangwon province in a simulated attack on enemy ballistic missile launcher and underground facilities. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.